joining me in the studio, a couple of guys from the Wearable Arts Show here to talk about getting ready for Wearable Arts, Jeff Budd and Bill Foster. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. So it is currently December 12th. The deadline to register or to sign up for the Wearable Arts Show is February 22nd. It is not too early to start planning. Let's talk about
That's
why.
Right.
Why do you want to start planning now, Bill?
Well, having had, six, there's always things that happen, and you need time to readjust. There's stops and goes and all that. So it's a good idea to get started as soon as you can. Although I think last year I worked on it too long, and I wish I had just waited until January. But I worked on it so long, by the time I had my 2 minutes on stage, I said, I spent all this time for 2 minutes, but it was still worth it. But I think it's a good time to start.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about the creative process in a minute. But first, let's talk about the history of the Wearable Arts Show in Sitka. And Jeff, it's all your fault. It's all
yes.
due to you
well,
that
no,
it's here.
Ketchikan's
let's
fault.
let's
he
talk
started
about
it.
How this started.
Well, we brought the idea over from Ketchikan. And if people are really, really, really committed to this thing, they can run down to Seattle before January 3rd and they can see an exhibit down in that. Is it the EPI Museum? That of the New Zealand. And they say they're the home of Wearable Arts, but I would argue Ketchikan is, because Ketchikan's been doing it 30 years, and I think they 28. But they make a super huge production. It's all professional stuff, and we're kind of more down home. So that's where it started, and this is our ninth year doing it. So the theme, we've always had a number related to the theme, and this is 9 lives. You are supposed to do your best to use that theme, but you know, there's wiggle room. If you can convince us that whatever your piece is somehow related to 9 lives, then you'll be fine.
Well, let's talk about wearable arts. We're not talking about making costumes.
No.
Don't
We're talking
say
about
the C word,
no.
yes.
Yeah.
And you need to remember that when you're making yours. This is art.
This okay. is what, this, what, the, yeah. what where, yeah. the thing says. Wearable art is handcrafted, unique artwork designed for the human body. The term wearable art implies that the work is intended to be accepted as serious. That's got a lot of wriggle room. Mm-hmm. And unique, I think it's more accepted as a unique artistic creation or statement.
So, Bill, you're saying that for the designer, it's important to distinguish in their own minds costume versus wearable art, that
right.
really impacts
right.
the product.
And I think we've had some over the years that might be more of a costume. But anyway, art is in the eye of the beholder, I think. And so keep that in mind when you're working. And I try to do that. I've been on the edge a few times. So I know my first one in 2011, the license plate suit, I'm not sure if that was art, although some license plates are art. They have art on them. But I don't know what even inspired me to do that, other than I had a lot of license plates, and I needed to do something with them.
So typically people are taking found objects, just, you know, stuff that's in their lives, and turning into a wearable piece of art.
Right, but it doesn't have to be, you know, recycled. You can... whatever works. You know, I've taken like Aloha shirts and had a vest and chaps made mm-hmm. and was an Aloha cowboy. So that was stuff I had in the closet. But
yeah.
it doesn't have to be recyclable. It's whatever you like.
Can you talk about some of your favorite wearable art pieces that either you've made
well,
yourself?
Well, I think in the last couple of years, some of those made with pull tabs. I mean, there was one. It was just incredible. It looked like a chainmail.
Yeah.
And
it was Emmy Fish.
Emmy Fish. And you always wonder, what is she going to do this year? Because she's just a master at that. And it's taken a lot of time. And I think you will have to buy certain things. You wouldn't have to, but it's not all homemade if you need to buy things. I remember one time somebody had a art made out of plastic forks and knives and
yeah.
spoons, I think. Well, they had so many, they had to buy them. You don't have that many hanging around your house.
Right.
But internet's pretty good. Like last year, I needed plastic sea stars. And I finally found online you could get them, because I didn't want to harm any sea stars in my art. And I found just what I needed. And I sprayed them gold. So.
And this is for anyone who's interested. Doesn't matter how old you are.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how much Sorry. Experience you have.
We've had a one-year-old.
Yep. We'll probably have a 2-year-old
yep,
this year.
Yeah.
Or maybe even younger.
Noah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about what people should be thinking about as they prepare to create their wearable art.
Okay,
in
so
time
the deadline
for February 22nd.
Is the 22nd. The show itself is going to be March 11th. There'll be two shows, a matinee and evening show. It'll be back at the Centennial Building. There's a mandatory dress rehearsal on the 10th, so you need to get it done. You have to have your music and your application and your 75 words or less description to myself, and you can get it to me at jbud3500 Gmail or call me 747-4821. All this information is at www.thinkart.com, or call if you have questions or have a hard time getting it. There's some new stuff on here that people would be advised to look over. It's the regular old thing. You have 2 minutes for your actual entry, 75 words or less. You can have a couple. You know, if you have more people, we'll work with you. Last year, Emmy Fish had 8 people that she made their outfits. I mean, I guess this is kind of off, but when you look at all this STEM stuff, the science, technology, engineering, math, and then, well, it should be STEAM because you should put art in there. She's amazing figuring out some of the stuff she does, and all the other people are too. One of my favorites was one that was with clothespins.
Mm-hmm.
That was really pretty
cool.
It
was very much art.
Yeah. So, yeah, it can be anything. Anyhow, I just would encourage people to make sure they look at the application information.
And if you can look at pictures from the past, it'll give you some ideas. But
and they're on this website as well.
Yeah, and there's a whole sidebar called tips. And some are as simple as you may not use glitter because glitter is hard to clean up in the Centennial.
No glitter in the Centennial.
And talking about that, you know, you need to be a 360 view that because you're going down the runway and turning around. And so there's a lot of those things. And I think what will happen, you probably just won't be able to go right and from your idea and do it the way you think it's going to happen. I've had many stops and starts. Like one thing, I had this idea to put the bag tags, vintage Alaska Airlines bag tags, on a suit. And I had the idea and I kept going, how am I going to get them on there? And I thought about glue gun and all that stuff. And finally, it came down to something very simple. I found in Sitka a long reach stapler. And if anybody has to get a lot of stuff on, the long reach stapler really works well because it'll go 12 inches and you can cover almost anything with that stapler. And I used it the same way on the Kodachrome. I stapled all those on. Of course, some of them fell off, but still, that may help you. And
somebody lost that too, didn't they?
What's that?
Did I lose that? Which one did I lose? That or the flag one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you found part of mine.
Oh.
You found one of my sea stars last year, I think.
Well, that doesn't make up for the other
thing. So how do you
thing.
Gentlemen go about coming up with your ideas?
Well, to me, it's an epiphany. Most of the time, I wake up in bed and like, I know what I want. Yep. And I try to start thinking right after the show for the next year. And I think I had my idea then, but I didn't do too much with it until just recently.
I know that some people will go to their music first and try to get an idea from that. And other people will, but I don't go to the music first, but I come up just like Bill. I just all of a sudden comes out of the ether, whatever's out there. And I go, aha, I know what I'm going to do. Now, how I'm going to do what I want to do is the big question. Because then it's like Bill was saying, you got to design it. And there's all that math and engineering, et cetera. And there's going to be stumbling blocks and you're going to have to go re-glue it or re-whatever it.
So you're really hoping that this year people will emphasize the theme.
Have a connection to
right.
it.
Right.
Okay. Follow it in some way.
Yep.
But I think with Nine Lives, there's so many things you can do. And remember, mine have all been single entries, but a group is really impressive sometimes. And we've had some really impressive groups. And sometimes if you can get a group together, you can brainstorm and maybe come up with something really good. But I do think music is important. You can start with music and then go to to your art, or you can get your idea and then find the music. But I've tended to go with disco For some reason, I think I missed the disco years, and so I'm reliving those. And here it is. I got this CD. I'm not using cassette tapes anymore, or 8-tracks to get my music. So it's 30 all-time disco hits, and I've used three of these.
Wow, so you have many more years
waiting for you. Jeff's trying to look on here and
he wouldn't let me get an idea.
And, you know, I don't mind. The only person I've really told is Jeff because he doesn't remember the next day after I send my in. So he's safe. If you want to send your entry in, he's close hold.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell him.
He doesn't give anything up, I know.
But some people like to tell, and that's fine. Yeah.
And I think another thing is that if people are interested in doing this but don't want to be the model, we'll help find them a model.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll work with you whatever way you can.
Okay.
We can.
So the deadline to sign up for the Wearable Art Show in Sitka is February 22nd. Start thinking about your wearable art piece now and go to Think Art, Think Sitka.
Or give me a call, 747-4821.
Great.
We'll help you out.
Any parting thoughts?
Well, there is one person or a group of people in Sitka that are helpful if you've got some things you need to put on cloth, and that would be the quilter group. My wife has saved my neck a couple times because she knows how to sew, and I don't know the first thing about it. Like the...
It's a needle and thread.
Needle, yeah, I know. Okay. Like the nautical flag suit, which we've lost somewhere. If anybody knows where it is, somebody had to know quilting to get that on there. Hmm. I did not. I knew where I wanted them, but I did not know how to get them
on. So you are, Bill, you're extending an open invitation to folks to contact people from the Ocean Wave Quilters.
Well, Guild, no, I better not say that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You'll have to know a quilter, but they're very good at that kind of stuff for anybody that sews well, but quilters are especially good at designs.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. And
thanks so much
for coming in this morning. We've been speaking with Jeff Budd and Bill Foster, Wearable Arts Show. It's time to start planning your wearable art, and you need to sign up for the show by February 22nd.